This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hear about the woman in England who says she's engaged to a ghost. In fact, she claims to have had supernatural affairs with 20 different ghosts before falling in love with a ghost on a recent trip to Australia. I dated a ghost once. She kept saying she loved me, but I could see right through her. But I'm bummed. Hey, if you're looking for love, a new survey finds the worst place to do it in the U.S., Seattle. Survey says the women are gloomy and the guys are socially awkward. Other cities with love troubles include San Jose, California, Phoenix, Portland, Denver, and Philadelphia, where the survey sponsors discovered the women believe that all men are jerks, and the men all believe that's a compliment. Well, a sure sign the holidays are coming. Target is now selling sugar cookie flavored milk. Sounds pretty good, though I'm not sure anything could replace eggnog for me. World Vegan Day was yesterday, and according to a new survey, 1 in 3 consider themselves flexitarians. Flexitarians are kind of semi-vegetarians. They mostly eat plant-based, but have meat every once in a while. Survey finds 52% of us are incorporating more plant-based meals into our daily lives. Yep, that would be me. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy, November 2nd, which means it's not too early to start thinking about Thanksgiving. And if you're hosting this year and you don't want to hassle with cooking, you're in luck. Neiman Marcus will ship you a fully cooked Thanksgiving dinner enough to feed 12 people for $495 plus shipping. While most kids are worshiping all that candy they got on Halloween, counting it, coveting it, maybe even hiding it so parents can't find it, this is refreshing. There's a 9-year-old girl in Vail, Colorado, Libby Stanton, who does not like candy. But it's still a big time of the year for her. For the past 3 years, she's been getting people to donate their leftover Halloween candy so she can pack it up and send it to the troops. It's part of a program called Treats for Troops, run by the charity Soldiers Angels. Every year, they send thousands of pounds of candy to troops and veterans. Libby is a big part of that. She got involved in 2016 and collected about 80 pounds of candy. Last year, she got 600 pounds. Her goal for this year, 1,000 pounds. No word on how much she's collected, but she's pretty confident she'll hit that goal. Dennis Dowds has been the head football coach at East Stroudsburg University in eastern Pennsylvania for the last 45 years. He's been coaching at the school for 53. And he decided to walk away from his job in epic style by waiting till the end of a game, calling a timeout, and announcing his retirement to the team on the sidelines. After more than 50 years, he surprised everyone by tipping his hat, walking to the car, and driving away. Quick reminder again, we fall back to standard time, 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So don't forget to set your clock back 1 hour before you turn in tomorrow night. Return to standard time this weekend. Means it's going to get dark sooner. That'll mess with my body clock for about a week. Knucklehead News, our first dog shoots man story of the season. Guy living near Las Cruces, New Mexico, was going hunting with his 3 dogs last week. One of the dogs got his paw caught in the trigger of the man's shotgun. When the hunter reached to free the dog's paw, it went off, ripped through the driver's seat. Luckily, he wasn't killed. He was able to call 911 from the car. EMS got there a few minutes later. Hunter describes his dogs as pretty rambunctious and full of energy. I wonder if that's what he said when the gun went off. Probably not. I would imagine it might have been a little more colorful. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. you see something that I should talk about here on the Daily Buzz, get it to me, please. Paul at WCSY.com. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. There's a drop box outside the building if it's over the weekend. Or leave us a message on our social media pages, Facebook and or Twitter. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com. If you missed an episode over the week, hey, become a subscriber and you'll never miss one because we'll email them to you. Do that at WCSY.com. Podcasts also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Podcast Republic. Oh, yeah, we put them on Facebook as well. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. Don't forget to set your clock back before you head to bed tomorrow night. We'll buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.